A bit of a hiccup in the recovering housing market. Pending U.S. home sales declined in December for the first time since August. And joining us live this morning is Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. Peter, a lot of folks in the industry really didn't seem too worried by those numbers.
Well, no, because it came off a really strong year. Overall, if you look back at 2012, median prices were up over 6%. That was the most since 2005. The level of volume of sales was also strong. The 4.3% decline in December still left us up, that's on the pending home sales, still left us up almost 7% from a year earlier. So you're going to get hiccups.
Right.
And I wouldn't be too alarmed by this late this December move.
Peter, you know, when we're making big investments like buying a house, our confidence in what's happening overall around us is so very important. This was a time in December when we were uncertain if we were going off the fiscal cliff. Could there be a relationship between these events?
There could be. Undoubtedly, that affected some people. The assessment of the National Association of Realtors, which puts out the number, is that almost a bigger factor was a supply constraint. In other words, people were shopping around and they just couldn't find anything on the market, so they didn't buy. What that means is that in the spring, we usually see more supply coming onto the market. People want to put their homes up for sale. That should ease a little bit, and so you might see more sales.
Especially around this area, inventory is really tight, and that does make a huge difference.
It sure does. You know, interesting, you mentioned Washington. I looked back at the Case-Shiller home price indexes. They have them for 20 cities.
Mm-hmm.
Washington has the highest in the nation index. In other words, the prices in Washington compared to where they were when the index started in 2000 are up something like 90-something percent, and there's no metro area in the country that's higher than that.
Well, there may be a nice silver lining in all of this. If the supply is as limited as it appears to be, then you likely are going to see more new construction that could create more jobs and maybe create that virtuous cycle of more demand.
That's actually the expectation, that we should have a good year for new home sales. Those take a while to get on track. You know, developers have to acquire the land, get the permits, and so on. This pending home sale number itself is more of a forward-looking indicator because it's not completed sales. It's what's coming next. So overall, the expectation is that 2013 should be another year of recovery for the housing market.
Hope so. Thanks, Peter. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Peter Coy is the economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek.